philosophical ideas and sayings abound in our world today. There are memes found on social media, and they're a common way that they're shared, like the one on the front of the cover of your order of service or on the screen. Usually an interesting or beautiful image topped with a meaningful quote or a catchy phrase are popular ways to share ideas. They serve to uplift people, rack up likes on social media by all those who resonate with the viewpoints expressed. A few examples include this image by the Dalai Lama with the Dalai Lama on it that says, "Our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them." Or by Mother Teresa, "If you are humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know what you are." Such memes and types of sayings can serve many purposes. People often feel uplifted by a meaningful quote that reminds them of some deeper held idea or belief about the world. Some people embrace such religious sayings to help them cope with life. They can offer comfort when things are hard. They can act as reminders of how we want to be in the world. They can help us understand when life feels confusing. They can be used in prayers and rituals. And people from a wide range of philosophical and religious beliefs use them to help navigate and make sense of life. Philosophical sayings, words of wisdom, memes, they can serve to connect like-minded people. For example, I became Facebook friends with a person who was friends with a couple of close friends of mine. And as we shared, we found we had a common interest in animal rights, in environmental issues, in Buddhist quotes. We discovered that we had a lot in common, and we became real-life friends due to our Facebook shares. And now we have a great connection due to the similar worldviews and beliefs that we shared. I grew up in a Methodist church, and I was steeped in a lot of common sayings and beliefs, things that reflected the theology of my family. Some of the sayings that I was raised with include ideas like, "God will not give you more than you can handle," or, "Things happen according to God's plan." "When you were struggling and saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then, rather than abandoning you, that I carried you," said Jesus. Throughout them all, the themes were to trust God, to pray for his guidance in my life, and to follow his plan. I was frequently reminded by my family that God doesn't make mistakes. And these sayings, while reflecting the theology of my upbringing, were designed to be comforting. They reflected a theological point of view that was clear that an omnipotent being was in charge of everything, and everything happened for a reason. And my role was not to challenge it, but to trust in him, and things would unfold as they were meant to. As a child and a teenager, I did not challenge or question these. When discerning why things happened in my life, I stayed within the confines of this paradigm and trying to understand. Do you remember any sayings or words of wisdom which you were raised with that were meaningful for you? As so happened that this guy from Holland, the same morning, within 5 minutes of posting it, contacted me on Facebook Messenger and said, "Oh, I want to buy your mower." So he came down and picked it up. And it just so happened that he didn't want it for the parts. He rebuilt the entire engine of the mower in 2 days and contacted me to see if I had a couple parts to attach the mower deck that weren't included. I said, "Yes. What do you plan to do with the mower? I don't have a mower now. Are you going to keep it or do you want to sell it?" He says, "I'll sell it back to you." So we talked price, and he decided to give me a great deal on it. And he'd deliver it back to my house. So within, on Friday, I sold my mower. And within 1 week, last Thursday, he brought my mower back. Completely working. I have over an acre of grass to mow. I was like, what are the chances of that? Is that luck? Is that fate? Is that karma? Is that random? My mom says, that was a God moment, clearly. I said, yes, what is the Unitarian version of, you know, what is that? So it just had me wondering and not knowing how that happened to unfold, that this random guy from Holland loved to build mower engines on the weekends and not want to make a huge profit off of it. So I had to just settle on being extremely grateful. So while I do think that many things probably happen randomly in the world, I also ponder karma and the extent to which it may play a role. Buddhists believe that everything that occurs is a result of karma, cause and effect from this life and previous lives. Our karma remains throughout all of our lifetimes as we continue to reap whatever it is that we sow. And learning about this, at some point I wondered if I had had really bad karma in a past life, because I felt like I was reaping a lot of challenges in this life. If it's true, it makes me want to be the best person I can be every day to minimize suffering in this and future lives. Well, in addition to the fact that I basically aspire to be a good person every day anyways. And I'm not certain what I believe about karma, but one of the things that I do resound with wholeheartedly is that regardless of why things happen, it's how skillfully I respond to the circumstances of my life that determines the nature of my life. When I was in college, my dad sent me a small poster that I hung on every wall of every place I lived for many years. Things work out best for people who make the best of things the way they are. It's one of those philosophical sayings that has withstood the test of time as well as my personal spiritual evolution in my life. Do you have any spiritual or philosophical sayings or words of wisdom that you've held that still hold meaning for you? And can you think of any that you used to hold but are no longer resonate with you? When life feels really hard or really unfair, I often wonder why. I cry or rage, gnash my teeth, and lament at the unfairness of it all, or I can focus my energy on how to best cope with the situation. Realistically, sometimes I need to do a bit of the first part because I find some crying, gnashing, and lamenting to be helpful. And then I try to focus on coping with things as best as I am able. Buddhist teachers suggest that the best thing to do when things feel hard or painful is to breathe that pain and sorrow in and feel it fully and experience it. The popular saying is no mud, no lotus. When things become difficult for you, what is your initial response? To avoid the pain and suffering, or to embrace it? I find, for me, initially, it often feels more difficult to directly move through the pain than to avoid it. I have many well-honed avoidance techniques. My favorites are food, movies, and social media. What are some of the favorite ways that you try to avoid hard things in your life? And yet, American Buddhist nun Pema Chodron suggests that when we fully breathe in and embrace the messy, painful stuff in life, that is the ripest place to develop our spiritual strength and resilience. Anytime we repress or avoid difficult emotions, we're missing out on rich opportunities for spiritual growth and development. She calls this the manure fields by which we can fertilize our spiritual blossoming. By keeping our hearts soft and open when we most want to close down and batten the hatches against difficult times and emotions, we are creating the conditions to develop a heart of bodhicitta, or a loving and compassionate, soft and kind heart. Instead of the Christian sayings of my childhood, I now find that I'm drawn to sayings from Eastern religions to help provide comfort in times of difficulty. The ideas and sayings that speak to me these days include this by the Dalai Lama. The roots of goodness lie in the soil of appreciation. This helps me to nourish my gratitude practice. And a reminder of the value of my meditation practice comes from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. To a mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders. The Buddhist Lojong practice that I've devoted myself to for the past several years is a series of 59 pithy sayings designed to invoke a specific worldview and a daily spiritual practice. It is profoundly different than the philosophical worldview in which I was raised. The ideas about how to live in relationship with ourselves and with all other sentient beings on this planet are fundamentally different. One of the Lojong sayings is, train in sending and taking. Alternatively, these two should ride the breath. This describes a spiritual practice which in Tibetan is called Tanglen. I've found this to be an invaluable practice in my life. When inhaling, I imagine myself breathing in all the suffering and the pain in myself and in the world. And then when I exhale, I breathe out love, ease, and compassion for myself and for all beings in this world. This exercise is called exchanging oneself for others, and it's designed to help us overcome our egoistic mind. Practicing Tanglen develops inner courage and fortitude, as well as greater compassion for ourselves and for others. It has helped me move through tremendous grief in my life and struggle. Instead of primarily focusing on trusting and believing in God in Buddhism, there is a strong emphasis on not having blind faith, but on rather on trusting your own intuition. One such Buddhist saying is, in wisdom, be a lamp unto yourself. In a Buddhist book of sayings, Jack Kornfield says, in this life, we cannot avoid change or loss. Freedom and happiness are found in the ease and the flexibility with which we move through change. That idea has become somewhat of a mantra for me. In life, we cannot avoid change or loss. Freedom and happiness are found in the ease and the flexibility with which we move through change. Another saying that helps me in this practice is, don't keep searching for the truth, just let go of your opinions. Anyone who knows me well knows I can have a tendency to be a little bit opinionated. So this is a fabulous reminder in how to be more at peace. And instead of spending so much of my life energy trying to understand why things are the way they are, instead I try to focus my thoughts on figuring out the most skillful way to respond to whatever is happening in life at this time. My favorite line from the song that Daryl and Savannah so beautifully sang earlier by Kate Wolfe is, there are no roads that do not bend. The days, like flowers, bloom and fade, and they do not come again. We've only got these times we're living in. The more pressing question for me these days isn't why, it's how. How do I make the most of these precious days that so quickly bloom and fade. Since trees are some of my most favorite beings on the planet, I especially love the following Buddha saying, "Praise and blame, gain and loss, pleasure and sorrow all come and go like the wind. To be happy, rest like a giant tree in the midst of them all." I aspire to rest in that happiness and not to get caught up in praise or blame. Pleasure and sorrow, allow it to come and go like the wind. I find so much wisdom in trying to allow that wind to blow and not spend my life grasping for more pleasure or trying to avert and avoid pain and sorrow. In daily practice, it's hard to do, but the image of the great tree resting in the midst of them all brings comfort and inspiration. In my youth, I would wonder why God allowed so much suffering and try to find comfort in the idea that it was his will. And now I find myself spending less time wondering why, and instead trying to respond in ways that build my spiritual resiliency, flexibility, and wisdom. I do not know why things unfold the way they do in life, but I do understand why people embrace religious sayings to help them cope. They offer comfort when times are hard. They help us understand when things feel confusing or difficult. And while most of the sayings and the ideas behind them have changed for me over my life, what remains constant is that I still use and rely on religious sayings and words of wisdom to help me understand and cope with life. The sayings remind me of deeper religious ideas that help me best navigate my life with whatever ideas or beliefs feel most relevant to me at any given time. Ultimately, I desire to be my best self, to bring more goodness, more peace, more healing, and more love into this world. The most useful religious and philosophical ideals and sayings are those which guide and support me in these lofty goals. At this time, I invite each one of you, if you desire, to write down a few words of wisdom or a saying that has meaning for you in the post-it note in your order of service. And after the service, you're welcome to share it with someone in the foyer. And there's a small bulletin board outside this door that asks for your favorite words of wisdom or sayings so that we can share them with each other over the next few weeks. So you're welcome to put your post-it note on that bulletin board. Thank you.